4 GFW Mobile.
KF4 NXY, David.
David, how you doing this morning? How's that cup of coffee?
Really well. Coffee's good. I got me one of them little protein bars, kind of munching on it.
So how'd the surgery go the other day?
I was thankful to get out of there alive. Oh, that's the second one in about 2 years, and I really, really hope it's the last one.
On that one, I hate to have to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I got you hooked up to all that equipment, and you don't get no rest, and it's horrendous, but anyway, I made it home, and I'm healing up. I look like I went about 15 rounds with Mike Tyson, but the bruises and everything, I guess, will go away, and place on my neck looks pretty bad, but it's gradually, the swelling's gradually going down.
Glad you made it through it, and hopefully you'll feel better soon.
There's supposed to be an increase in the blood flow to the brain, so maybe this old brain of mine will get to working better. First one I've heard in here this morning.
Patrick, he's off until after the first of the year, I think, and I think most of the others probably are too.
What I figured, I know back when my wife worked, she'd take a couple of vacation days, and that way she didn't have to go back till after the first of the year.
Be probably you and Dude and maybe Ed this morning. That's about it. But I know Ed was sick over the weekend.
That ain't good. Yeah, haven't heard Dude yet. He might be out there somewhere.
Right here. Good morning, David and Kenny.
You be out there sandbagging.
Long, just a couple of minutes. I just got down here in the shop. Y'all been in there?
10 minutes, maybe. So, and that's about it. It's probably just us this morning. I think everybody else is off.
Hey, David, when are you supposed to have your, weren't you going to have an aorta worked on or something?
I worked on a carotid artery in my neck last week, and I survived it, so hopefully headaches aren't as bad, and I'm not having as many headaches as I was, so I guess there's been some improvement.
Everything went good. I don't know why I think it was aorta, but yeah, you did say carotid artery. That's in the neck, right?
It's in the neck. They had to, you know, kind of clamp it off, you know, before it gets to the brains, because when they start getting that plaque out of the artery, they didn't want it to cut loose and go on into the brain. So anyway, they had to do, you know, some strange and exotic things as far as the way they put me to sleep and kept track of everything while they worked on me. Had a good surgeon. Matthew George, I think was his name. Yeah, I think he done a good job. Made it home okay, and just kind of healing up, kind of tired, but I think it's all going to work out.
Glad it went well for you, and I hope it does what it's supposed to do. So, and Kenny, I guess you're on the way to work, aren't you?
Yeah, roger that. Got Monday and Tuesday off on Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday. Take more because I get a full load of vacation again on the first.
Not quick or what?
That 9 days off went by fast.
I got to get back at it now. My vacation's almost up. I go back the second, I guess. I'll be riding in my recliner. I got to start that again.
A clock reminded me of you. It just didn't have any numbers on it. It just had Sunday, Monday through Friday or Saturday on there.
You know, I got to have, you know, I like it when everybody's off. It's like, it's almost like I'm off too.
It'll be a few more years for me, hopefully.
Sooner than you think.
I'm starting my fifth year at this new job. He's 22 years at another job until COVID hit and I got furloughed. And then I got mad and I just found me something different. Ed was sick. I don't know about Jody. He may be off. I'm not sure about Jody. But it's a little early for Jody.
Sick.
Andrew, I think BMW is still closed, I think, until after the first, so he's off.
Right spot, isn't he?
Position he has is aggravating because you got too many employees that lay out all the time. Hey, give me about 30 seconds. I'm going in a bad spot.
Hey, Eddie.
UV6Z.
Tom.
How are you, sir?
Morning. How you doing?
I'm getting over the flu, man. It's hammered me for almost 2 weeks now, but I'm going to try to go do the first Monday morning back to work thing after Christmas.
I'm not starting back till the second.
Nice. But, unfortunately, I guess we got to do what we got to do, don't we? And, yeah, well, after spending over a week in bed, I guess it'll be a change to be able to get up and do something anyway. I hope I can make it through the whole day. It's been a rough one. Unfortunately, the Christmas spirit bypassed me this year, and I spent most of the holiday in bed moaning and groaning and running to the restroom and searching for more Kleenexes and stuff. So I sure haven't. I hope you had a good one, though.
We made it through it and all. I've got 9 straight days off, you know.
That's awesome. I guess I could have invoked some early holiday from 2025, or vacation time, I guess I should say. Probably shouldn't be doing this, but, man, I tell you what, after a week in bed, it'd make a believer out of you that you really want to do something else for a moment.
Regard you.
Oh, gosh, heck yes, man.
David and Kenny's in there. Kenny's on his way to work. David just kicking back, drinking coffee.
KN4GFW Mobile, I'm back.
Top of the morning. And I'll let you guys pick it up because as some of you may remember, my commute is like 4.5 minutes and my windshield is almost clear enough to see. So top of the morning, everybody. Hope everybody had a great Christmas and Happy New Year coming up. I'll be working. WV6Z, top of the morning.
Hey, Tom, good to hear you. But I remember when your commute used to be like almost an hour.
72 minutes. 72 minutes from Anderson to Pendergrass, Georgia. Those were the days. Thank God they're not around anymore. WV6Z.
Years ago or so, I guess. But I remember walking you back and forth to work, keeping you awake. Good to hear you. I'll tell Dale you said hello.
Good one. Hope you feel better today.
Yeah, I'm KF4NXY.
Thank you. I appreciate it. WV6Z.
What's in the traffic?
They call it live PD. It's rerun, but it's funny.
News.
I don't know what channel this is on, but no, it's actually the live PD. It's just reruns of it.
Morning weather and traffic reports.
I was telling me something about the second week in January, we're supposed to get hit with some really, really cold stuff. Maybe who knows what's going to be with it.
I feel that this morning on long range, and it looked like it was going to be, I don't know, down in the teens for the morning lows here.
Ice storm. We hadn't had one a good ice storm in years, you know. Not around here anyway.
Right about that. I'd like to see some snow, though.
That snow would be good. You know, if it's going to be cold for a while, we may have a shot at some.
Ice storms. We really lost power for a couple of weeks. It was a bad ice storm many years ago.
Lose power too bad now that most all the trees are down, right? KN4TFW.
You know, they had the other morning we had yesterday morning, we had a storm come through. I mean, it was, and I was listening to Skywatch. There was trees going down everywhere still. All the trees that were going to fall would already be down.
Had one of them soaking rains for several days, you know, getting the ground all loose. So, and I didn't seem like the wind blew this much when I was a kid living here.
It didn't seem so. And you know, it didn't seem like it got so hot either in 4AZE.
Never, don't recall ever seeing big trees being blown over like the hurricane did. I mean, it's. Got a few acres over here and had some really big trees blowed over, and it's just totally, totally something different. KF4NXY.
Dave, did you ever get your generator taken care of? Thought you had to have a generator worked on or something. Maybe it was somebody else.
And I still need to get it worked on. I need to. I got Patrick's phone number. He knows somebody that works on them, and I just haven't called him yet to see about getting that going. I kind of got sidelined with getting this surgery done and kind of put everything else on hold for a little while.
Well, just inside a couple weeks to get that thing done.
And done got ahead of the game a little bit. I got me a solar generator here now, and I got another gasoline generator here, so if it hits the fan again, I'll be ready even without the one that needs to be repaired.
I didn't know that. Mine's still not. They're supposed to connect it the second. It's been here. They've got it all done, got the little gauge on the gas line holding pressure, and the holdup was they got to get an inspector out here so they can connect it. It's ready to go other than that.
You're talking about that, you know, sound like you got one of the whole house generators, and that's a good thing to have.
We have of messing with generators, rolling it in and out when the power goes off. I went the other way this time.
That's really the best way to do it. I think the one out there in the mobile might be rolling up in his parking lot. Let's see how he's doing. KF4NXY.
He's getting ready to jump up on the interstate. I'm still 15 out anyway. KN4TFW. I thought it would be, and everybody's in a hurry, I guess, for that first day back.
Time off, they're ready to get back to work.
Wish they remember how to drive.
What are you this morning, do you know?
I gotta go get one, but I'll load it in the car this afternoon, and I'll leave work early and swing by the battery place, pick it up, and then just go straight home and bring it in tomorrow morning. But it's in a, it's going to be in the maintenance forklift, and we have a couple of spares, so it wasn't a rush.
Let's take batteries.
I usually get my batteries over there off of Highway 14 in Blue Ridge. They, I think it's Battery Express or something like that. They seem like they have the best deals.
I'll set up on a display out there to sell the batteries. That way you won't have to go out and get them. We had it at our shops. We let Interstate put their batteries in there, and they just, you know, they'd rotate them, whatnot, but anybody needed a battery, it was there. Didn't have to go out and get one.
Jesus, you know, the forklift, it may sit there, you know, 2 weeks outside before anybody uses it, and that, or, you know, you got some of the lifts that people, you know, they're not using. Yes, you got some project coming up and that, so they don't get used all the time. A few of them do, but most of them don't. KN4TFW.
Battery.
That's been sitting there 2 weeks now, ain't been fired off.
Maybe we get a little solar tender put on them or something.
Everything around, I think around Halloween. And it's only got 150 miles on it. Work truck, Ford 250.
That 150 miles in 2 months.
They end up sending me out about once a day, and then here at the end of the year, they've been kind of slack, and I ain't had to go out.
Right out.
Usually if I had to go out, it means I got to use my credit card, so that means there's going to be some reconciling going on.
Ready, no.
7. Right here at 26 and 85. Sort of like low 60s today.
And really 60s? On the streets. Stay inside. It's just been awful. N4AZE.
Oh, I know it. I cut down my little Bradford pear tree in the front yard on Monday last week. I've been slowly cleaning it up, burning the limbs and everything. I got a little bit more cleanup to do on it, and I'll be done.
Somebody was telling me that you're not supposed to plant those anymore.
Can't even get them because they, you know, originally they didn't think it would multiply, but it crossed with something that makes a little hybrid tree, and then they just start popping up everywhere. You leave a field unattended for a few years, and all of a sudden it's all grown up in a bunch of those trees, and it's just an invasive species. And then the hybrid ones that it makes got little spikes all over it, and they'll flatten your tires on your yard tractor.
Discrimination.
Probably 18 or 20 inches around. When we moved into subdivision, they were everywhere, but slowly the winter storms and that took them out, but I'd been, you know, trimming mine up and cutting the branches back and everything, so it stayed. But I finally decided to let a little bit more winter sun shine on the house, so I got it down.
The yard has been here for 30-something years. It started out little. It's big. It's a big tree now, but it's a good-looking tree. You know, it's got leaves on it like a normal tree, but it has got thorns all over it. We have to keep it trimmed because when they cut the grass, you don't want to even brush up against it. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, those trees, those little hybrid trees that grew up in the field behind my house, man, I'm telling you, those little spikes, they hurt.
That tree is, because we can't figure out what it is. It was real little. We started to take it down because it wasn't about an inch around, you know, just started growing. And as it's 30-something feet tall, maybe more than that. And it's big. I mean, it's bushed out and all, and you don't want to mess with it now. But it's got those thorns all over it.
Flowers on it in the springtime?
doesn't do like the Bradford do. We've got a couple of those. It doesn't do like they the Bradford or the Dogwood. I'm not sure which.
Maybe it's like some kind of hawthorn or something like that.
Back when it was a little teeny thing, it could about pulled it out of the ground. Even the squirrels don't mess with it.
I think I'm going to go back to bed for a little while, catch a couple of more hours of sleep. Y'all have a good day. I'll talk at you later. KF4NXY.
Used to be retired.
It's good to talk to you this morning. Get rested up, and I hope you feel better soon. KN4TFW.
You're feeling good. Get you some rest. Let's go back to bed.
That's the best sleep. You know, you can get up, stay up about 30 minutes, then go back to sleep, man. You can sleep good.
Hey, I don't want to sleep.
I took a couple of naps while I was off a couple of days.
I don't know why I hate taking a nap. If I get in my recliner and sit down, you know, middle of the day or something, I catch myself dozing. I get up. I'll fight it.
I got up at 6 every day when I was off. Run to town, do a couple of errands, and then come back. And it's like, man, I think I'm going to go take a nap. It took me about a 2-hour nap.
It's the waking up part. If I do fall asleep, I wake up and for, I don't know, 30 seconds or maybe less. I don't even know what day it is, what time it is, anything.
Mama had to work a couple of days on that while I was off and that, so I had to remember when the alarm went off that I was actually supposed to get up and wake her up. Sometimes you gotta be there for 8. And I think Tuesday through Friday this week.
I used to sleep till 7:30, and I'd get up around 7:30 and be to work at 8:30. But I don't know, the past 20 years I started getting up early, and now it's stuck.
Got up at 4 almost my whole life.
Somewhere around 3 o'clock, and most of the time I can go back to sleep. Once in a while, I can tell I'm not going back to sleep, so I have to just get up. Messing with these little airplane engines, these 049s. You ever heard of those?
Talking about the ones that were the string control type back in the, you know, back in the late 60s, early 70s.
A lot of them are in the 50s, but yeah, all of these motors are seized up. You have to carefully, just one at a time, get them apart, get them cleaned up, and then they work again. But it takes some time.
I had one when I was a little kid. And then you had to, you know, fill it up and turn the prop and get it going. And then you had to put a little globe, a little battery on it to get it started or something.
I just use 2 D-cells, parallel them, you know, it's 1.5 volts. And that fires up the little glow plugs. Some of these parts interchange. I got a few of them are, they're called OK Cub engines. And some of those, the will fit that motor's a complete head, and they'll interchange with motors that totally opposite each other.
Made them when they were user friendly. Now they make them so it just costs you money.
Do they still make those? I wonder. Those little control line plastic models.
Or, you know, back in our day, you could go to the little hobby shop and they would have them. And I don't know where you'd pick one up nowadays. About all them hobby shops are gone.
It's about, I don't know, about 6-7 minutes from here. It's a big hobby shop, but we were in there over the holiday before Christmas, you know, getting the grandbaby some odds and ends. But, You know, I noticed all kind of airplanes and stuff hanging from the ceiling and all, but, you know, I never saw a single control line. I don't know if anybody's doing that anymore, making them anymore.
TFW, now they come so far along with the, you know, the remote control ones, I doubt they do that anymore.
Just gone RC. Everything has. Electrics over here, little RC electric plane. You just put these little lithium batteries in them and they fly for about, you know, 10 minutes.
Hey, Q, I'm rolling down to the gate, so I'm going to say 7-3. You enjoy that recliner and the rest of your day. Don't fall out of it, and I'll catch you later. KN4 TFW.
Well, to you, man, get your feet under you there on your first day back for a little while and have a good one. We'll catch you probably tomorrow or whenever. We'll catch you later in 4AZ.
FBX monitoring.
N4AZ fixing to head out of here, but I got a minute or so. N4AZ.
AZ, this is W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville. I got a question for you. I'm a fairly new ham, and I joined the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And when I monitor this frequency, I haven't been hearing nothing. I've been really listening to Mount Mitchell a lot about trying to help people up there. I'll be on the side waiting for your response.
When did you get licensed? How long ago?
I got licensed in August of this year on QRZ. It shows like September or something. But what it was is I changed my call sign twice. There's a little story behind that. But, I'm still new. I got a lot to learn, you know.
Season ham. You're good to go.
I'll tell you a real quick story. I know you said you had to go, but I live in Simpsonville, South Carolina, but I was in New Hampshire for about 6 months. Been back now, I guess, about a month. And I got licensed up in Concord, New Hampshire, and I joined a club up there. And then when I got back here, I joined the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And I haven't really had any correspondence with anybody since I signed up. I know they voted me in, but I need to find out when they got to meet again.
So I'm new at this this 2-meter. I hadn't been doing 2-meter. I guess I started in September messing with 2-meters. That's as long as I've been doing it. But there's some guys in here, usually they're in here, I don't know what time you normally get up, but around 5:30, they may start on 285, but they wind up here by at least 5:45. But there's a bunch of them in there, and they're involved with that. They can fill you in on all that. I would if I could, but I can't.
Oh, I understand that. I'll get your call sign again. I think it was N4-something-Z-Echo.
4-Alpha-Zulu-Echo. Yeah, I think I may be on QRZ. I know I got in there 25 years ago, but I hadn't been on it in that long. I never did mess with any of that. I don't even write call signs down anymore. I just talk to people and try to remember their names.
Roger that. My name is Brad here. Yours?
This is Dude, Delta Uniform, Delta Echo, Dude.
All right, Dude. That's pretty easy to remember because I call a lot of people, Dude. Well, thanks for the comeback there, and you have a good day.
Yes, they stop in here in the mornings, and I know some of them are off till after January. Ken, who I was just talking to, he started back work today. He's usually in the mornings. And Dave, I think he went back to bed. He just got over some surgery, so he's resting up. But he got a lot of other ones in there. Patrick's involved in that real heavy. He'll be back the second. So, yeah, good to meet you, Brad. Glad you hollered at me. I'll catch you later. N4AZ.
What day, dude? Yeah, I don't know if they do a net on here daily. You know, they have like two repeaters with that Brawler. I think one of them is 146, 610. The other one, I think, is 820. But, yeah, I'll definitely try to check back in more often. But when I go back to work, probably this week or later next week, I usually work like 3 in the morning till, or no, 4 in the morning till like 2 in the afternoon. But I'll check y'all back out later.
Brad, they do have a net. It's, I think it's every night at 9 o'clock they have a net. And you... You probably get on that, find out everything, meet everybody. I was doing it. I've got a little handheld that I used up in the house, and my radio's down in my shop. So at nighttime, I'm not down at the shop. And my little handheld, I don't know what I've done with the charger for it. It's dead. So I was getting on at night, checking in once in a while. But, yeah, 9 o'clock, I think it's every night. They'll do it tonight. Yeah, just get in there and you talk with those guys. Anyway, see you later, Brad. Enjoyed it. N4AZE.
N4AZE. Yeah, I appreciate it there, dude. And I will talk to you later. Thanks for the QSO, and I'm going to be clear. W4SBX.